Ready? Kramer's rule and three by threes.
Forgot my little clip, so I'm gonna have to just stick it in here.
Okay, Kramer's rule and three by threes. I actually like this method, but evaluating a three by three determinant is a little confusing. And let me just show you what a three by three looks like. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. I remember yesterday I used A, B, D, E, so I had to just use something different. Yeah, write this down. The only new part today is how to evaluate a 3x3. Otherwise, Kramer's rule is exactly the same, meaning x, y, and z, the denominators, are the coefficient determinants. For x, you replace the solutions in the x column. For y, you replace the solutions in the y column. For z, you replace the solutions in the z column. It is exactly the same process. Just the new idea is, how do I evaluate this? Now, remember diagonal down right, diagonal down left? Okay, if I go diagonal down right minus diagonal down left, what do you notice about that? You're missing BFDH, and BFDH matter. And you get E twice. And so the question becomes, well, how do I deal with it? This is the way an actual, there are two ways to do it. One's called expansion by minors. I think, though, this is the quicker way. To evaluate a 3x3 determinant, all you do is first rewrite the first two columns on the outside. That way, when you do your multiplication, you can find all the terms. Now, why do I do that? Okay, the first time I multiplied, I only got AEI. This time, if I go down right, I get the AEI. I also get the B and the F times G. And we were worried about the DH. I get the C times the D times the H. So I get all A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. All of them are multiplied. It spells hi. Hi. It's my own little message to you guys. Hi. All right. Here we go. Ready? Now, you rewrite the first two columns next to it. Where do you think the first mistake people make is?
They
rewrite the first two columns and they make a mistake rewriting the first two columns. Okay, now watch. You still go diagonal down right. AEI times BFG, or AEI, BFG, CDH. Now what you do with those three, is you add those three terms. Down right. Add them. Now in our next pattern, we're probably going to go down left, right? Agreed? I'm actually going to write it a different way. It's easier. If you write everything down at the bottom here, it gets very mucky. If you do some writing up at the top, it gets a little neater. And what did we do when we went down left? What did we took down right, what down left?
Minus.
So you're actually going to do three subtractions. You're going to diagonal the other direction. And I wrote it as up left, but or up right. But that's the same thing as down left. I just wrote it up here so I can find, so when the other three are written down here, these three written up here, I don't miss anything. All right, and then here they go. It's a little different than what is online right now. I changed the pattern, or I changed the way I wrote it. We're subtracting all of those. So you could technically add this number and then subtract it, or you could subtract each piece. It doesn't really matter. But what you're doing, oh, and I have them in the wrong order. Oh, I was so good before. I lost one of them. Crap. Oh, excuse me. I made a mistake. And I lost. Sorry, me wanting to make sure. Where's my? Yeah, I lost my custom animation. I lost my animation. I lost my animation. Let's add that effect. Let's add a motion path. I'm going to add a custom path, and I'm going to draw it free form. And I'm going to start here. Oh, I don't want to do that. Pop. Oh, he's a little low. Make him go a little higher. I know it is, and I want it to be the third move. All right, let's save this. It is. Okay, 3-3. Let's see if this works now. All right, so. Ah, there it goes. It's in a slightly wrong place, but that's okay. It's a little high up, but that's what you do when you're quickly changing these. Ah. You know what? It's bothering me, though. It's totally I'm like, oh, I got to move that. After class, I'm going to be like, okay. So diagonal down right, add those numbers. Then you go diagonal up right or diagonal down left. Take those numbers. You can either add them and subtract that one number or subtract all three. Doesn't really matter. Evaluating this is the hard, is the new part. It's not hard. Ooh, wow, I'm like flying through this lecture. Let's evaluate this one. Say that again. 314-102. You would write those out on the outside, yeah? 312-103-421. You'll be amazed at the mistake that I see all the time here. 311042. The next mistake that shows up all the time just is one that it'll make you very frustrated, but it doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing. It just means you have to be careful of this one multiplication. Let's do our multiplications now. There are a couple zeros, and people will sometimes go, what would the first multiplication be? Yeah. A lot of people write -3. Yeah. Be careful. The first multiplication is 0. What's the next one? And what's the next one? So what does that add all up to be? 16. So diagonal down right is 16. Now, again, if I write the diagonal down left here, it starts to get muddled. That's why I write it up here. Diagonal left, what's the first one? 0. Starting with the 4. What about the next one? 18. What's the next one? So what do those add up to be? 17. So it's diagonal down right minus the diagonal down left, you get -1. Well, that's how to evaluate a 3x3 determinant. Is it hard? No, it's the little multiplications that may be problematic. But you're going to know how to do this problem. You're going to know how to evaluate a 3x3. And if you don't like matrix elimination, I'll tell you, about 60% of people walk in and like this method. Well over half my class will come in and be like, I kind of like it. All right. Well, just -1 happens to equal, in this case, just the value of that determinant. Remember we had a 2x2, and we started off just by evaluating those? I'm just evaluating the 3x3. No. This is a 3x3, so tell me what it would be. It would be 3x plus y plus 2z equals something. You're getting ahead of me. Did we put what it equaled in the equation right away? We waited till we were actually evaluating x, y, and z. Now, this is what this slide says. It's going to look scary at first, but it's the same concept. That is, the denominator of each x, y, and z is going to be the determinant of the coefficients. The numerator is going to be the coefficient determinant with the column replaced by the solution. When we're solving for x, we're going to put the solutions in the x column. When we're solving y, we're going to put the solutions in the y column. Solving z, you're putting the solutions in the z column.
So that would be like the
cf,
right?
Yes, yes. Now let me show you what I mean by, and you don't have to write this down. This is in your book. Obviously, it's a slide also. Now you see how messy this looks? But all this is saying x has three different coefficients, a1, a2, a3, y has three, z has three. Three equations, three unknowns. Don't write this down. Again, this is in your book, but notice, the denominator in each case is the ABC coefficient. We put the solutions in the X column when we're solving for X, in the Y column when we're solving for Y, in the Z column when we're solving for Z. It's not bad. If you came away from last night knowing how to do those problems, you're going to know how to do this problem. Okay? That's why I don't even want you to write it down, because I want you just to remember it's a replacement idea. Replacing the column. I have never had anyone get it wrong. Actually, I've never had anyone get these problems wrong ever, because it's just a pattern. And we're not memorizing letters, we're memorizing patterns. Patterns are pretty easy to memorize. Okay, the one thing I'm going to let you get away with, because I want you to prove you can actually use the determinant method. If you find X and Y by using determinants, you can sub those both in to find Z, which means you're going to do 1, 2, 3 determinants, but Z you can just plug in. I'm fine with that. But you must show me at least 1, 2, you must do X and Y by determinants. All right. So let's try one. Find just the coefficient determinant first, please, and then we'll check our work together. Be careful when you're doing that multiplication. Check your numbers when you get finished and see if you agree with me. See if I'm right. I think I am. Well, what is that? The coefficient of what? Or the determinant of the coefficients, right? And what is the determinant of the coefficients? What was the determinant of the coefficients last night? Let me just go back a step. Look right here. Isn't the denominator always the determinant made by the coefficients?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? Right? Okay, good, good. So what I've just done, I did that because I wanted everyone to stop and make sure you're evaluating right. So we know X is going to be equal to that over something over negative 12. Y is going to be equal to something over negative 12. And then once I find those two values, I'll plug in for Z. Go ahead.
Why is it plus 8?
Because what's 2 times 2 times 2?
8. But isn't it minus?
No. What I'm doing, remember, it's diagonal down right. Find all those numbers. And then figure out what diagonal down, okay, I'll go from the beginning. It could be, it's negative 2 plus 2 minus 2, agreed? Mm-hmm. Minus 1, minus 1, minus 8. What I did was I figured out this number and then subtracted it.
How did you figure out that number?
What's 1 plus 1 plus 8? 10. Let me come look at your work. I think you have a multiplication error. Okay. Try now to find X. Let's see. It'll be negative 6 plus 10 minus 4. That's 0. Okay, let me just go through. That's 5. I miswrote something? Who's yelling it's negative 2? Oh, the answer is negative 2. Oh, oh. Wait. 4, 8, 16. So I've got, this is a 0. This is a 24. So I've got 0 minus 24 over the negative 12 from the beginning, which is 2. Okay. Let's not fight over this. Okay, if you write it wrong, it is going to frustrate the heck out of you. Okay, I'm just going to erase this here and do my diagonals down right. I have an 8, I have a 3, I have a 10, That's 21. In the other direction, I have a negative 4. I have a negative 5. 3, 6, 12. The other direction, when I add that, I get a 3. 12 minus 9 is 3. So I'm getting 21 minus 3 over negative 12, which is 18 over negative 12. Ooh, did I get the wrong number? You got 1? Okay, let's check my writing. 1, 3, 1. 2, 4. I forgot to write in my negative 5. I do have the wrong answer. I did that on purpose just to show you how frustrating it can be. It is. 8, 3, negative 10. That adds to be a 1. You get a negative 4, a 5, and a 12. That's 13. So you get 1 minus 13, which is negative 12. And negative 12 over negative 12 is 1. If x is 2 and y is 1, what does that make z? Oh, try that again. I got negative 1. 2 plus 2 is 4, plus z would equal 3. Does the logic of any of this, is anyone confused, Mr. Bennett, anyone confused on how to do this? So it's just the writing of the little details, agreed? I know, and that is going to be the frustrating part. The beauty of this exam, though, when you take a test on it, is I don't hit you real hard if you miswrite a number. If you know what you're doing and you miswrite a number, I mean, it's going to take me a while to grade this test, because I go through every multiplication. If there's a mistake, I go through every multiplication to find that mistake. And so if there's one little mistake, let's say this is like a 15-point problem, one mistake, minus 1. There's even a ceiling. If you're doing this all right and you make 4 multiplication mistakes, I'm gonna stop taking off probably after the 3rd or 4th one. If you make 17 multiplication mistakes, but you know how to do this type of problem, I'm not gonna take off 17. It's just not fair because you know what you're doing. I'm testing your ability to do a concept. Isn't that nice?
I will do it.
Okay. That's okay. Okay, you know what though? But that's the one thing I've got to say is you guys are getting very, very good at the detail work. And you're getting very, very good at processes. I think I told you guys this. I don't think I told the other classes. You guys understand how to do these problems far better than previous years. You guys are very good at completing the square. You guys are very good. I have 2 people make mistakes on quadratic formula, and they were minor. Knowing how to do the theory behind it, like understanding what you're supposed to do, that's the hard part. If the detail work is what's giving you trouble, the detail work we can work on. You can do some more practice. This test is not going to be bad. You guys are going to understand how to do every problem. It's just going to be the detail work that you have to be careful. If you're sloppy or if you take it easy, you're going to regret it. But if you work carefully on the detail work, you'll be fine. And all that means is slowing down a teeny weeny weeny bit when you do the work. Don't do the multiplication real quick. Carefully thinking. In your head, you might say to yourself, 2 times 1 times 2. Talk to yourself while you're doing this. Okay, for tomorrow, as always,